thanks for being here today. If you haven't heard old-time string band music before, I think you're going to find something that's really comfortable to listen to and enjoy. Play it at a tempo that makes it almost impossible to not tap your feet or reinforce your heartbeat and get you moving a little bit. Let's welcome to SLB the Panther Hollow String Band. Panther Hollow String Band. Who can tell me about that song? Annie, do you know?
It was a song that was collected back in probably the early 20s by Alan Lomax from a guy named Pete Street, and apparently it was written about a mine disaster somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah, that song is familiar to me. And
There's a younger guy named Brett Ratliff from East Kentucky that's kind of repopularized that.
That may be the reason. Well, welcome. It's pardon my cough there. It's good to have you back again. I'm going to let one of you introduce the band just so everybody knows who's here. Annie Trimble is playing guitar. I was just looking to make sure nobody else was playing guitar. And who else is here?
Well, we've got Dan Sims on the mandolin, Gene Gelblum on fiddle, Chad Hunter on banjo, and Dan Mudry on the bass.
And it's nice to have you here. I think the last time you were here, you were four.
We were five.
Five?
We've switched guitar players, and then now we were six because we had a clogger with us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here, and I'm glad there's a contra dance tonight. And, you know, you can come to tonight's contra dance in South Park. Beginners are welcome. You can learn how to do it. It's a lot of fun and a great way to meet people, too. Come just to listen if you don't want to dance.
Janine's a great caller. She's a really good dance teacher. So.
Yeah, I don't know Janine, but I've heard that she's really amazing. Why don't we have you guys, now that you're all warmed up and ready to go, what would you like to do next?
Lazy John.
Yeah. Lazy John.
A tune called Lazy John.
Thank you.
Panther Hollow string band at the Saturday Light Brigade. Before I forget, Chad, who is that little girl out there? That's
my daughter, Georgina.
Georgina?
She just turned 3 years old.
And she was out there clogging a little bit. I saw some...
We'll be working on that in the future. We got to get her playing the guitar or fiddle.
Yeah, she needs one of those like circular things that you sit in with the wheels, like to practice walking, except you practice clogging with it somehow. There's got to be a way to do that. Annie, when did you first discover old-time music? You remember?
Yeah, well, I heard it a couple times back when I was living in California. I was playing bluegrass guitar back then. I moved here in 1989 and discovered old-time music.
Interesting.
For real. And it's like, oh, wow. it's basically a precursor to the bluegrass that I was playing, but it's just so much more friendly, I think. It's encompassing, you know, just lets people in. They play it for 20 minutes, you know, a song or something like that, and you can learn it really fast.
And it's bluegrass is a very natural kind of music too, but old timey sort of bends a little bit more, I think, and also you can fit, you can just fit a little quicker, I think, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Did you discover it through performance, like it Avis and Elkins? Davis and Elkins or
actually,
radio?
A new friend who's a clawhammer banjo player invited me to go down to the Footman, it's a Friends of Old Time Music and Dance down in West Virginia, and I went, oh my God, this is amazing stuff. So, and I met a whole bunch of people down there that I am still really good friends with, and both the singing and instrumental music.
Yeah,
and that's where I met. I was with the Boiled Buzzards for years, and that's where I met them.
Yeah, so. And Burr Beard is at Footmad now, working with them in West Virginia, and I was starting to mention Davis and Elkins, where you can have some of the, you know, the finest workshops in the country, helping you learn this style of music. Do any of you have parents that or family members that played old time music?
No.
Lots of shaking heads. There's a perception that it is sometimes the case, but not always the case. What would you like to do next, Chad?
We're going to do a fiddle tune called Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. Once again, this is the Panther Hollow String Band. Nicely done. That's Gene Gelbloom on fiddle. Gene, how long have you been playing? Don't be saying 20 minutes now.
I've been fiddling for about 4 years.
And, oh, my goodness.
And studied when I was younger, but quit for about 30 years. So studied classically when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you play any other instrument in between?
I pluck around on guitar a little bit, chords, but.
Okay, so to work your way back up to where you are now, did you take lessons? Or?
I did. I took old-time fiddle, and I wanted to learn banjo, but I didn't have a banjo, so I just started taking old-time fiddle lessons, and it just stuck. So
yeah,
really enjoy it.
It's fun to listen to you play, and you also have a really good voice as you've been singing too.
It's been fun
to listen to you sing. I think, well, mostly you and Annie and Chad are singing. We're not hearing any singing. Dan's nodding his head. No singing.
They jump in on a couple.
The Dans do sing.
Yep.
Okay. If you're just joining us, the Panther Hollow String Band is here. You can catch them tonight at South Park. They'll be in, it's the Buffalo Lodge, right?
Buffalo Inn.
Or Buffalo Inn, which is this nice place, good place. Gosh, a fall there tonight ought to be nice. And,
great dance floor.
Great, beautiful dance floor right in South Park. And, you know, a collar, you can learn how to dance.
And they'll be selling pizza and wine and beer also, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You can make a night out of it.
And, it's a family event, so.
You'll be surprised how.
It's a benefit for the Unitarian Church of the South Hills.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, yeah.
So that's, again, it's tonight at 7 o'clock. And you'll be surprised how much better other people dance as you eat and drink throughout the night. Everybody else gets better.
That's another connection. The old-time music is dancing is much more prevalent here than it was on the West Coast when I was out there. But having live music for a dance is just so much fun.
Well, you know, I was in Slippery Rock last Monday, listening to the Allegheny Drifters, and out came, you know, five or six college students clogging quite well as they played, and it was really nice to see.
We want to find them, actually. We're looking for some cloggers, so go to our website and email us, and we'd love to have some cloggers.
We'll see. None of them had... We couldn't identify any of them, I think, if we saw them again. But it's not the only time I've seen a lot of people come out to the dance floor to clog. I think it's Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou brought a lot of that back into the pop culture scene, I think. But people like the music a lot.
Well, look at the ones we're doing at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, are you doing?
Yeah, December 15th.
Yeah, we're playing. CMU has a monthly, I think it's a monthly Condor Dance. On Sunday, December 15th, we'll be playing a dance there, which is.
It wasn't my first experience with bluegrass and old time music, but it was probably my first live experience with it, as I remember. A group from Ohio, and I can't remember their name now. It'll come back. I think it was Clear Fork came to play in a monthly. They had monthly shows there in bluegrass and old time music, and it was really a great way to learn too. I can remember that concert. It's the Hotfoot Quartet. That's who it was from Ohio. It's a long time ago. Panther Hollow String Band is here. They still have three or four more songs to do. What's next?
We're going to kind of depart from the old-time genre and feature Dan Sims on the mandolin. We're going to do an O'Carolan tune called Planxty Hewlett and an old-time tune called Piedmont. Thank you.
Dan, that was really nice.
Thanks.
It's nice to hear that sort of a fiddle tune done on mandolin. And Bob Stark from Washington says hello to Annie and hello to the band and says you all sound terrific today. And your daughter's making friends out there, which is good. She must react really well to playing, I would imagine.
She likes a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the banjo that you have.
Let's see. Back in the early 90s, I picked up a kit at the Herb David Guitar Studio in Ann Arbor and kind of sat in a box for a while, and then I finally put it together. And then I kind of noodled around on it for a number of years until I lived down in East Kentucky for a couple of years and had a teacher named Donovan Kane that did kind of click with. And so I've been playing since then, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that was made from a kit.
Yeah, you know, it was like a $125 Saga kit. And I played other banjos, and of course, this is the one I like.
Yeah, it looks good. And I don't know if anybody else has any instrument stories. Banjos always seem to have a history, you know, a legacy. We had somebody with a 1920s-ish mandolin in here, Gibson, a few weeks ago, which I was glad I happened to ask about because he wasn't going to say anything. And I'm glad he did. But Annie, that looks, I can't see, Martin?
No, it's Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
He's 20 years old.
20?
Yeah.
Still nice.
My workhorse is a great guitar.
Yeah, and we do have a nice full bass here today, which is always a good thing.
He's got mention.
Oh, look at that. You've got a bridge that looks like it's been re-engineered.
Yeah, I made that at home.
Uh-huh.
I get tired of taking the bass out of the case and having the wooden bridge flip over. And it took forever to reset it. So I have a little machine shop at home, and it took quite a few months to come up with something where I can adjust every string separately, up and down, just like an electric bass would be. And it didn't seem to affect the tone very much. I'm surprised. It's been on here for a couple of years, and I haven't had a problem with it. It's been very nice.
Did you adjust the neck as well, or?
I did not. Okay. I can lower each string separately up and down, which you really can't do with a regular wooden bass bridge.
That's neat. Yeah. I'm glad it's right out of my line of sight. I wouldn't have noticed that had you not pointed it out. But where you would normally see, you know, a fixed wooden bridge at the bottom of the bass, he has sort of what everybody, you know, when you see the picture of Three Mile Island, they show the cooling stacks. He's got like four of those little towers there, one for each string.
And they're metal.
Yeah, and they're metal, and they're like, 4 inches tall or so.
I heard a college student call it a steampunk bridge.
Yeah. Steampunk's the perfect description. It doesn't affect the tone at all. I would never have known that, and that's neat. Now, all you got to do is you can market those. And, you know, become...
I've been working on it. It's tough because every bass is different. It almost needs to be fit to that particular person's bass. So.
Well, there you go. You just have to, you know, maybe $4,000 a piece. Make five or six a year, you're set. We'll start with Rob Wasserman. We'll look for all the bassists that might have the money to spend. So, what would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do one that you have played on here before. I got a story about this song. This is one I wrote back in 1990, I think. I'd been here for a couple of years. The first time I flew into Pittsburgh, the old airport, I drove out of there going north and saw a sign for moon, and I went, this is going to be interesting. And it turned out, you know, learning to drive around Pittsburgh was a real adventure. So
this song, no truer a song was ever written, and we would get so many requests for it. What's fun, and I don't know if you've updated it or not, but some of what you mention in this song has since been kind of fixed a little bit. Not much, but a little. West End, teeny bit.
And there were several different versions recorded over the years.
Yeah,
so.
But
this is the original.
This is Annie Trimble's composition with the Panther Hollis String Band.
You Can't Get There From Here. One, two, three. 3. When first I came to Pittsburgh, unfamiliar with this town, I bought myself a city map to learn my way around. A lot of good it did me, though, and it soon became quite clear. The guys who made that map have never driven around here.
Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
Well, I'd been here just a week or two when I received a call from a new friend. I'd agreed to drive down to the local mall. When I asked her for directions to her house, she said to me, "It's easy, hon, you turn right where the old hills used to be."
Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers singing loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
I didn't know that Hills was a department store or where it had been. It's now the CCAC of the North Hills. One day I stopped in Aspinwall for reasons I forget. To get back on the highway, going south would be no sweat. Wrong. At last a sign for 28, but what I didn't see was the arrow for the turn I missed, well hidden by a tree.
Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
Well, here's a few things that I've learned since I moved to Pittsburgh. Well, a Brady's Bridge won't take you to the south side from downtown. There's five roads here called Washington. South Heights is north of town. They say that Mars is close to here, the green belt sometimes blue. And now I know that 7th Street ends at 6th Avenue.
Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
So if you're trying to get from Rosslyn Farms to Boone or Beaver Falls, the Fort Pitt Tubes to Carson Street, McMurray to Munn Hall, if you try and use a Veterans Bridge to get to a Steelers game, take it from one who's been around and around and around and around. The story's still the same.
Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
Everybody, you can't get there from here.
No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You just can't get there from here.
Andy Trimble with the Panther Hollow String Band. That song's funny every time and true. Every time I hear it, and it is amazing. I was thinking where the Hills used to be. And it's been so long that Hills has been a department store, but there are a lot of places these days where Hills used to be and that are no longer there anymore due to mountaintop mining or due to development. And what a great, great song. The reaction you get when you play that has always got to be incredible, too. And I know the sign on 28. It's caught me many, many times, that sign at Aspinwall. You'd think they'd move it or the tree. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in. We're here Saturday mornings, and we appreciate your being here, too. A mix of performance, live performance, and interaction. Annie's going to do something I've never seen her do before. She's getting something.
My debut performance. I didn't
know she played instruments, the wind instruments. Is it a kazoo? I can't.
It is.
It is a kazoo. Okay. It's a very, looks like a Bob Hutchinson.
It is.
Bob Hutchinson, the great luthier, makes kazoos. And maybe he could help you with this bass bridge industry. We have time for one or two more.
Yeah, we were going to do one more.
Okay.
And this one's a little bit of a departure. We've been putting it together. We haven't played it out before. So here's the debut. It's a little bit different. I guess it's kind of a country swing tune. It's called Beer Bottle Mama. It's by this guy named, I think it's Andy Reynolds and the 101 Ranch Boys. And they, in the 30s and 40s, they were around. I think they came originally from Kansas, but then settled in York, Pennsylvania, and played on the radio station there for probably a couple decades or something.
And a couple seconds, forgive me, Lou Scheinman says hello from Point Breeze.
He
mentioned how nice you all sound today and
Thanks.
Wanted me to pass that along. And I also want to thank you for being here today, the Panther Hollow String Band.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yep.
Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a tea. Well, you love beer and I love gin. Look at you, together we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me.
Just the other day, stopped at a cabaret. I heard a barfly say, two barfly cross away.
Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me. Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a tee. Well, you love beer and I love gin. Put the two together, we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me.
Just the other day, I stopped at a cabaret. I heard a barfly say, to a barfly cross away.
Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me.
Just the other day, I stopped at a cabaret. I heard a barfly say, to a barfly cross away.
Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a tee. Well, you love beer and I love gin. Put the two together, we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me.
Well done, Annie. I think you've got a future.
That's scary.
And Chad, who knew you could do that falsetto? I like it. That's the Panther Hollow String Band, and we've linked to their website and Facebook page. Look for them tonight. Once again, you can see them at the Buffalo Inn, South Park. And again, if you want to get to their webpage, it's simply pantherhollowstringband.wordpress.com. Or just search on Panther Hollow String Band. Tonight's show is called by Janine Smith, and it runs from 6:30 until 9:30. And you can get more details at pantherhollowstringband.wordpress.com. Thanks to everybody who could be here today. Of course, you and Panther Hollow String Band.